He speaks in their lilting native Akimi. Fuck. Sorry. I didn't read lilting right, so I'm a little bit of a mess.
Dada, I'm fine. I should go to class.
He blinks a little at how easily the endearment comes to him. It feels unexpected on his adult tongue.
It feels natural for you. It doesn't feel natural for me.
I'm sorry. I'm trying.
You don't really... Don't... fuck me.
Without that, the score... The score?
The core!
No! I hit record too quickly. I'm sorry. I'm still drinking.
What were you thinking of?
Oh, come on. Why? What were you thinking of while we were eating? What were you? While we were. Okay. The leaves have already begun their turning. Golds and oranges snaking their way amidst the branches.
I want some gaga!
The child insists, tugging and pushing at Lawanji's arm. There is a worrying wobble to his voice.
Oh, whoops.
Lawanji slides sideways between the boulders, brushes his hands, absent.
Ah!
Lan Xichen takes his glass off.
Glasses! His glasses. He doesn't have just one glass on him.
Fuck me, the name. Oh, no. Fuck me. What was the name?
No, I was going. I knew there was something I was missing out. Okay.
Liebing?
Oh, no. Let me get back to you.
Pickled vegetable soup?
Ugh. Sorry, vegetable?
Sijie has been a scruff of fa. Lan Xichen looks more like him. It reminds Lawanji that for all his brother is...
Ugh, come on, hang on. I can't read, I know.
Lan Xichen prompts gently when Lawanji fails.
Why do I always want to say false to reply?
She says, eyes sparkling.
What the fuck? What the fuck? See, this is why no one loves you.
Oh, when you, what was your voice? I forgot. The discussion of the medical technicalities files over Lawanji's
flies, not files. What files? No.
Lan Xichen nods. Hang on.
Oh. No, I had a sneeze. I lost it.
They set out together and peel off in different directions. Lawanji searches the aisles of the grocery for the brand of chili oil that we wish him favors and brings it to the cashier, buying a bag of fried chili peppers.
Hence, Lawanji commands through a thick thong.
Thong. Imagine. So I like thong. Sorry.
He keeps kissing Wei Wuxian for long minutes until spittle runs from his corners.
Fuck, no. What? From what corners? What?
He goes to his closet, shedding his outer robe as he goes, hanging it up carefully by his bed. I know how to read.
Yeah.
Hanging it up
This wasn't a problem, usually hanging it up. I just said it, why can't I say it now? He retrieves a few more ceremonial robes from its hanger. No, it's one robe. I'm sorry. That's why I'm like, one. Yeah, one. One. One robe that is more ceremonial. Yes, my reading comprehension is great. It's fine, Weisheng. Can't free ourselves from old constraints? Fuck me, I am not reading the right line. He retrieves a more ceremonial robe from its hanger. One with a faint blue brocade on its sleeve. Wait, I didn't actually... Oh my god, is it brocade? I hate English. I'm sorry, I didn't actually look this up. And I'm pretty sure I've already read this already. Once. Brocade? Was it? Aye. Brocade? No! Wait, brocade?
Brocade.
Brocade, as it says. Okay. Brocade. So I did... Let me redo that again. No!
I'm losing it. Sorry.
Apologies, he says. I don't know how to voice Jin Sichuan. I've never had to deal with him before. Hang on. Time to choose a voice. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm gonna try. The server returns in a few minutes with the liquor and cups. Ready? Ready! Why? Lan Qiren's eyes narrow when he enters and sees Wei Wuxian lounging in his seat. Lounging in. Yeah. Lan Wenji orders two mild vegetarian dishes. Vegetarian dishes.
Dada, I have two, he says. I have two.
Lan Wenji rises back up on his knees. We're going so well, come on. A delighted grin draws dawns. Wei Wuxian's lips are
I'm distracted too, apparently.
He coughs, wiping his mouth with his... I'm not drunk. I'm not here. I'm not the one drunk here. And there, among them, is the shell of his burned fag. I'm sorry, I cannot read. Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
No, I'm not drunk. I promise you. I haven't
drunk anything in days.
Except for water, obviously. Wayne takes Lan Wenji's empty liquor cup. Examining it. Wayne takes Lan Wenji's empty liquor cup, examining it as if it might hold the answers to whatever questions he might have. He seems to. Fuck. Wayne takes Lan Wenji's empty liquor cup, examining it.
Wei Ying.
No.
Oh, that's so nice. I don't know if I want to leave that one.
No need, Jing Wei Yong says smoothly. Gosh, what's going on?
I think I've done something terrible.
Terrible?
If we draw with the we draws.
Why not him?
Oh, with him. Why not with him? Oh, come on. Come on. Why not with him?
I'll be going with... Wayne says placatingly, placing his hands back on... And his sleeve is dangerously... All while wearing his patented beatific smile, is darkly gratifying.
Are we sure that's how we say that word? Hang on, let me see. Somehow he does. Huh. Beatific. Oh no, I'm lost again.
The entrance hall of the Jiang house illuminates with soft light when Weiying flips a switch on the hall.
On the wall! God!
He signs the bottom of the page, then pulls over a fresh sheet so she can... Fuck.
If you'd like to take the one for Lalingjin, I have...
Fuck. Let me see. I am lost. Okay.
Wayne topples across him with a startled little squeak, arms bracing at the last second against Lan Wenji's upper arm.
Oh no, come on! Upper arms!
Lan Jiren has not met Lan Wenji's eyes once in the midst of his tirade.
Fuck me, how do you pronounce that? Fuck you, tirade. Okay, tirade. I am tired. Oh, you're bullshit. Tirade. Sorry. Yeah. Not great with words.
You've spoken highly of Tang Sisaren in the past.
If that's not a whisper, let me whisper.
Lan Qiren says angrily, and leaves it at that.
Oh, fuck me,
He must have fallen asleep sometime after his uncle left.
Am I squeaking?
He must have fallen asleep.
Oh my god, fallen.
When he reaches down between Lan Wenji's legs, palming him through the fabric of his robes.
No, not this word. What is... buoyant? Buoyant? I don't know. To me, it would read like buoyant. I don't even know what. Buoyant?
Buoyant?
Hang on.
That's not what I was going to say.
He licks a stripe up the side.
I'm sorry, it's just... I cut it before I even... It wasn't... Look at me, doing very, very... realistic things. No. I'm sorry. I keep messing up these scenes. He licks, yes. Here I am. I found it.
Wayne groans into it. Fingers going into...
come on.
Lan Chan? He asks instead.
Sorry.
Yes. No one interrupts. Yes. Yes, Wayne. Yes.
He punctuates each word with a kiss. Throat.
Oh, wait. I can do that.
Want.
Wah-wah. No.
He brushes a long.
A long lock.
The excessive pile of pillows on Wing's bed cushion, his back is a vaca da badana mama. Wei Wuxian asks, low and honeyed, doing a quid. The excessive pile of pillows on Wing's bed cushion, his back...
Bed! Cushion. Cushion is a verb, okay? Reading comprehension.
Lan Wenji feels the edges of a smile curve at the corner.
Curve at the corners.
It's the first time Lan Wenji has heard... Lan Wenji is a bowstring taut.
Unable... Come on. No, it's not I. It's...
Wing.
before he is, thick and pulsing into Wayne's waiting mouth.
No, wait, I can do that better. I'm sorry. I can make London say this better. Hang on.
Can you recognize the donors by their energy spark?
I was doing so well. My wishing frowns, furrows. Hang on, I don't know what he's doing.
He pulls off his outer robes completely, folds them up, and meticulously cleans Wayne's body, and then his own hand.
Ah!
What are you smiling for?
About.
End of chapter 6.
Or chapter 6? Sorry, terrible. Oh no.
Lao Wenji agrees. His brother...
Hang on, no, that's all right.
He hums non-committally, waving his fingers. Lao Wenji raises his arms hesitantly, placing his fangs.
What fangs? Hands. What is wrong with you?